All right, so Rather's coming up. Dan Rather. A little after 9. But they sent me this voicemail from a woman who was got a call from a psycho. Like, you know, a person that in the wake of a in the wake of a breakup, some people lose their mind. They do, and it's normal. People can go a little bit psycho sometimes, you know?
That's what breaking of a heart does. It's love.
Thank you, Laura. Thank you. So right. Have you ever gone a little psycho? I always wonder. Do people who go psycho know they went psycho down the road? Do they go, you know, looking back, I shouldn't have camped outside of his house and wrecked his car. I don't... Do they? I mean, psycho things, like, you know, keying a car, smashing something, staying out all night, threatening his girlfriends or exes. Like Kim did. Ellen did to Kim. This is a voicemail now. I bleeped it out appropriately, but apparently...
Why?
One woman called another woman... one woman called another woman upset because, she thought the woman had screwed her boyfriend, which apparently is not the case. So this person called the woman back and left this message.
Yes, Ellen, this is Kim. I got your phone call accusing me of f***ing Wes.
Okay.
I have to let you know that I did not f*** him.
Okay.
I did, however, f*** his
I'm sorry, what?
I f***ed it really well.
Oh,
so well, he told me it's the best he's ever had.
Wow, there's a little bragging there. I think she goes a little bit, doesn't have to do that. That's really to injure, you know, the whole I'm better, so.
So I guess maybe you could go practice on a banana or something.
Oh!
So he stops coming to me.
Wow, that's...
But no, to answer your question, I did not f*** him.
Okay.
I just f***ed his
okay.
Really well.
Okay.
Really
but
well.
I'm done with him now.
Yeah.
So you can have him. Do not call me again.
And that's how the psycho dance goes. You know my favorite line in all of that is? Right there.
The banana?
No, it's not the banana. It's this right here.
So, I guess.
So, I don't know. Why don't you go
I don't know
practice.
Where to go from here on a banana.
Because, you know, the psycho called in and started making all these allegations and things like that. People lose their minds. So,
Laura, have you ever done a phone call like that?
Have you ever? Remember.
This is a safe place.
You're the trust tree.
A place where we can feel free sharing our feelings. Think of my office as a nest, a tree of trust and understanding.
Yeah. Let's begin.
You're in the trust tree. Did you ever go psycho? I've never gone psycho. And does a psycho know it in retrospect after it's done?
Yeah, I was pretty mad. I flattened all her tires.
What? You did what? What were you thinking? Somebody doesn't want to be with you, move on.
Now, I never understood why, when people get divorced, my ex-husband's giving me a hard time. How about you guys don't want to be together anymore and you just make it real easy so you can go on and start a new life?
Wow.
I hear from people that are like, oh, yeah, my ex-husband's really... And I'm like, just let it go so you can go.
Yeah. I don't get it.
I
don't get it.
And this is unfolding a lot on now that social media and Facebook and stuff. I saw a guy that posted a picture of his ex and just... I felt so bad for her. I think she canceled her account after everything he was writing. Like, he put a picture of her and just said, I'm sure you know her because she's... And then he started listing names of guys. And
it's a psycho.
If your name this, I'm sure you've been with her too. And I felt so bad, just ruining her.
The thing is, though, the person that is ruined, yes, obviously her, but makes him look worse.
I looked at him as wow.
It's unbelievable.
This guy has to grow up.
So were you ever psycho? Here's a text. Yep, I was psycho. And I was the dumper. It was his fault, though. Found some old emails I sent. Can't believe I wrote them. Because you went mental. You had this sort of thing going on. Have you ever been psycho? That's my question. Does a psycho know they go psycho?
I'm sure after many months.
Lisa, hi.
Hi.
Hi. Wasn't you, though, was it?
It wasn't. But I have a friend that basically knows she's psycho. And what happened was her boyfriend cheated on her. And she didn't let on that she knew. She got back into his house one more time, proceeded to take his toothbrush and clean his toilet.
Okay.
And then peed in his shampoo.
Okay.
She's awesome.
What's your name, caller?
Okay, this the, not the name of the person. This is Lisa.
Lisa.
They call, Lisa's going to get in the caller of the week pool, is what I'm guessing, because she just ratted out her friend. It's the laugh after the peeing in the shampoo that did it.
Because
I get it, Lisa.
Who does that? You know, like, I understand the anger, but that is, like, that's disgusting.
That's a psycho. That's a psycho. That's a psycho right there. Thank you very much. But see, notice how the person that did it isn't like, oh, yeah, I did that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I did that.
My like, best friend.
I took all of his clothes and I put it on the front lawn and I lit it on fire. Why? Because he dumped me. Oh, well, that's makes perfect sense to do that.
And you know what? Who? You got to think that through. If you're going to dump somebody, make sure you got all your belongings back.
Tom, you were a psycho?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Wait a minute. You sure there's no one else listening?
No. It's just us. Nobody else is listening. And this is, I'm sure, Tom, it was years and years ago.
this was a year's coming, and I did. I just snapped. I smashed the sewing machine, the coffee, everything. I just was home alone for a day or two and lost it and threw it off the back deck and... It was terrible.
It's kind of refreshing. Refreshing to hear a guy do the stuff that normally chicks do.
When you smash something and then you come to the realization, I needed that.
Yeah, but what?
I just smashed my alarm clock.
Tom, at what point did you realize, this is the heart of my question, how far after that did you go, man, I just went psycho?
I just threw the stove out and my dinner's in it.
When I was still looking for stuff to throw out the back porch.
Okay. Yep. Well, there you go. It happens. Both men and women, they lose their mind. And sometimes a psycho, I guess, does know it's a psycho. My friend's psycho aunt gathered her uncle's socks and cut the toes out of all of them. That is a psycho thing. That is a psycho thing. The girl that stole the airline miles went to school. Okay, no, this you don't know what that is. Let me see here. Let's go to Cecily. Cecily, hi.
Hi, how are you?
So, Cecily, did you go nuts?
A couple times.
Now, are you psycho? I mean, do you think you're psycho?
Because honestly, right now, I'm picking up on it.
Yeah. Are you?
Yeah. I admit that I am.
I love that about you.
Did you pee in any shampoo bottles?
Are you single right now or taken?
No, I'm taken.
Okay, so when, like,
is it because he's scared?
Okay. She's in the trust.
I mean, at times he probably is, but he's full aware that I'm crazy. So.
Okay, all right. Oh, you know, God, that's fine.
So in bed, crazy in the head.
What? Cecily, at least she's smiling about it. Cecily, how did you go? Yeah, exactly. How did you go psycho? What did you do? Can you say it on the air? What it was?
I found out that my ex cheated on me, and I found out who he cheated on me with.
Mm-hmm.
I found out where she worked. And I went to her work with him, and I kind of lost it at her work in front of both of them.
You did. And so you did the throwdown right there.
Yeah, I took him out to eat at her work.
Oh, isn't that nice? So it all happened right there. Now,
right in front of
what's weird is, Cecily, let me ask you, wouldn't your problem be more with him than the girl that he cheated with? I mean, isn't that the problem?
No, because she knew about me.
Yeah, but how do you...
Well, now, what about
so did he.
Yeah, did he not know about you?
No, exactly. They both knew about me, so that's why I put him there, too.
Right. You're raising your voice. Well, okay. I want you back
in
the safe zone.
I'm scared.
I don't need you coming to work. You're scaring us.
And that was the first time or the second time that you went a little crazy?
Oh, God, I couldn't even count how many times.
Okay. All right. Well, I love you. I love you. Just
I love
know
the
that.
Laugh after.
Thank you, Cecily. Appreciate that.
No problem,
She
guys.
Knows it, though. She's
change
fun
the
about
phone
it.
Number.
I know.
Change the phone number. Get rid of that line.
I already marked it.
In high school, I had an ex who was a bad person. I used to go with my buddies and destroy or remove their mailbox every 6 months or so for a solid 4 years. We would even put it in the woods, bring it back 6 months later, and drag it out so they knew they were targeted. I'm not proud, but I still giggle.
Wow, that's psycho.
But that's on her family. That's what sucks.
That's psycho right there. I'm sorry. That's psycho. I got cheated on. We egged his house in the other girl's car. Then got a bunch of random guys to send... D-pics to his phone. Well, that's fun. Oh. Got a bunch of random guys. Who says... Now, see, here's the thing on that. Who says, yeah, I'll send it from my phone. Who does that? Mm. Hey, man, we want to get back at my ex. Is her new boyfriend? Could you send him a D-pic? Yeah! Of course I will. Wow. I'm your buddy. I'm there for you. I just don't get it. It's amazing. Absolutely amazing. Dated a psycho for a few years. Crazy in the head, crazy in the bed. Can only go so far. At what point do you know?
An old coworker was used and dumped by her husband, who packed up his stuff and left one day while she was at work. He left his computer, and she had personal financial info, so she pulled out the hard drive, peed on it before giving it back to him. Goodness, I'm still gracious. In shock over this.
Goodness gracious. Let's go to Lauren. Lauren, did you go psycho?
I did, actually.
Listen how they all laugh. Go ahead.
My ex-husband and his new wife, one of the things that I did was when I found out that they were together, I tossed his beloved Legos out into the snow.
Was he 12? Six?
Yeah, emotionally, yes.
Okay, all right, okay. His beloved Legos were tossed
his
into the
snow. His beloved Legos.
Okay,
yeah.
All right, did you do anything else?
Did you give him his sports jacket back with a letter on it?
I did not. I kept that one.
You left the... You left the Transformers alone, though, right?
Yeah, I mean, did you take the wheels off his matchbox?
Okay.
I totally did.
All right, go ahead, hon. What's the other thing you did?
The other thing I did, one day when I was stopping by to pick up my daughter, I tossed the trash cans out into the snowbank so they would have to trudge through inches of snow to go grab them.
There you go. I love
it. Just little things. You know, the hidden things.
It's your laugh that's scaring me.
I know. It's a little unsettling. I'm sitting here going, well, she's giggling. Yep. It's funny. Yeah. You know. What are you going to say, Laura?
I have a new one.
Go ahead.
This guy got kidnapped. I went away on a getaway to Vermont with this kind of girlfriend. Long story short, a girl from college called me while I was away with her. She ended up trapping me in the car at the end of 89. Wouldn't stop. I ended up having to get out on the highway.
So who? Wait a minute. He got kidnapped.
He was on a getaway with a girl, another college old girlfriend called, and she went psycho, trapped him in the car, was driving around. He said,
how'd she trap him in the car? He'd have to get into the car.
I think they were in the car when the girl called. He was on his way to a getaway in Vermont.
I get it now.
He ended up getting out on the highway.
Okay. All right. Stephanie, go ahead.
Okay. So this is a few years back, but my boyfriend and I had just had a newborn baby, and I had been up all night with the baby, and I just got back to sleep. His alarm clock goes off at 5 o'clock in the morning for him to get up, and he does not want to get up. And I was starting to get angry, and I said, you need to get up for work. He sleep kicked me off the bed and then proceeded to get up and throw all of my blankets, all of the pillows around in the bedroom, outside into the snow so that I couldn't go back to sleep. And we started fighting at 5 o'clock in the morning over him not getting up for work.
Yeah. Is he still with you, hon?
Yes, we're actually pregnant with our second child.
Well, there you go. Love reigns. All is forgiven. Everybody...
I've never been so scared in my life.
Scotty is terrified. It's the laughing. Oh. It's the laughing
that
gets you.
It's the laugh that you women have going.
That is awesome. All right. Anyway, I just got a little kick out of that. That's all. A little psycho. A little psycho segment.
Funny.
I went psycho.
I threw his Legos on the snow. I called his mom.
What if the guys drive it? Not the Lego story. Yep. Please don't say my name.
All right, so I had this one set.
Oh, my God.
And it was a collector's set.
We'll be right back.